Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to go out now to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, talk with Rob Reichel from Forbes.com. The Packers back in action, their third preseason game on Thursday. They're going to travel to Canada to take on the Oakland Raiders, for one more season before they move to Las Vegas. Rob, I want to talk some backup quarterbacks with you. You think there's any chance that the Packers upgrade with a veteran quarterback if Kizer and Boyle have rough finishes to this preseason? I know like a guy like Sam Bradford's out there right now.
Yeah, Ryan, and good to talk to you guys. I mean, there's a few guys on the street. To answer your question, Ryan, I'm going to say no. I think they've made their bed here with Kizer and Boyle, and they're going to sleep in it. And I think the general manager right now, Brian Gutekunst, is not willing to say he completely botched the Kizer for Demaryius Randall trade. I think he wants to let that play out another year before he admits it's a mistake. A lot of people believe it's already a mistake. I think Gutekunst wants to give it a little bit more time before he's willing to start taking the bullets on that trade and saying he messed it up. But you know, guys, I write at Forbes today just not only the importance of always having a quality backup, but when you factor in, I think one of the most underreported things with Aaron Rodgers is just how dinged he has been through his career, guys. I mean, in addition to those broken collarbones in 13 and 17 that cost him half the season, I mean, I think people forget he finished 06 on injured reserve. He was Brett Favre's backup. He didn't play in 06, but he got in for some mop-up duty that year against the Patriots, and he broke his foot. In 07, people kind of forget it. He had that unbelievable, brilliant performance on that Thursday night down in Dallas against the Cowboys. And the next week in practice, he's horsing around, and he suffers a hamstring injury that sidelines him for 4 weeks. You know, he's had a couple of concussions that we know of. He's going to be 36 in December. I mean, guys, they need a quality backup more than ever as Rodgers gets up there in years. And I'll be honest, I don't think that guy is on the roster.
Yeah, no, I don't like the backup quarterback position right now for the Packers at all. Rodgers is going through a little bit of a back stiffness. Now, when I heard that he was not playing on Thursday, you know, a couple of hours before game time, do you buy into it? And if you do, do you think it's anything of a concern for Rodgers that he's got this back issue? Because I don't remember him having one in the past. Maybe you do, Robbie.
No, he hasn't. I mean, this is new if we take him at face value. You know, this could also be one of those remarkable, out-of-the-blue type of injuries, guys, that all of a sudden sends a major league pitcher to IR when you need a roster spot open or something like that, too. It is August. It's preseason. We'll take him at face value. I don't think it's anything critical or anything to worry about, Chuck, in terms of limiting him when the season gets here. But, you know, I do think the bigger picture is it certainly wouldn't hurt him to get two or three series against live bullets, against live competition here in the preseason, working inside LaFleur's offense for the first time. If this was still Mike McCarthy's offense, Chuck, I wouldn't bat an eye. Rodgers probably doesn't need the preseason. But the offense, guys, day in and day out in training camp has been really sloppy. The defense has been way ahead of the offense. You know, with Chicago looming in week one, the number one defense in football a year ago, we all remember what Khalil Mack did to Green Bay's game plans a couple different times. I think that offense needs to crank it up 400 degrees at least before we get to the September 5th opener. Because right now, guys, what we've seen out of that offense just daily in practice has not been very good. So I do think, Chuck, it's important that Rodgers gets a little bit of playing time tomorrow night, or Thursday night, I mean, in the game against Oakland. Whether that happens or not, I guess is still a wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, because the feeling is, I know some people are including some of your comrades out there who cover the team, feel that if he doesn't play tomorrow night, okay, he's not going to play in the fourth exhibition game, so then you're just going to ride Rodgers out there cold against the Bears in a new offense. LaFleur seems to be, you know, taking the attitude that he's fine if Rodgers doesn't play a snap in the preseason. Sure, Rodgers might feel the same way, but, I mean, if LaFleur's fine with it, Rodgers are fine with it, why are we all complaining about it then?
Well, I think LaFleur largely has to parrot whatever his quarterback says. I think the last thing those two want to do is look like they're somehow out of alignment. And if Rodgers is going to put out the message that the preseason isn't all that critical to him, I think LaFleur almost has to follow suit and say the exact same thing. I do think deep down LaFleur would like to see Rodgers in one or two of these games to start to get a rhythm with his guys again against number one offenses. Now Rodgers is going to tell you that, you know, what Mike Pettine is throwing at them on a day-to-day basis in terms of scheme and blitz packages and creativity is a lot more valuable to him than the vanilla defenses he's going to see, in the preseason here against Baltimore or, you know, Oakland's not nearly as vanilla as some of these other teams, but, you know, it certainly would have been vanilla in week one form in the preseason as well. But the bottom line is it's still high-level starters on some of these other teams. I mean, Baltimore's defense was as good as you had in the National Football League last year. It would have been good for Aaron to play in that game, I think, against some of those people rather than day in and day out the same guys he sees in his uniform. So, I don't know, Chuck. I do think the preseason is too long. I don't think they need four games. I think it's overdone, but I do think there's some value in terms of getting your guys ready for the season. And the question is going to linger until proven otherwise. Is Rodgers going to get what he needs out of this preseason without playing in one of these games?
You're listening to Chuck and Winkler here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're talking with Rob Reichel. You could find his work at Forbes.com, where he covers the Green Bay Packers. So we moved on from one old guy on the team, Aaron Rodgers, to the second oldest guy on the team, Mason Crosby. I just read your piece on him and his kicking competition. Do you believe he will be the kicker week one in Chicago?
Well, I don't believe it's going to be Sam Ficken. Crosby's going to win that competition, guys. He may have already won it. The thing that probably hurts Crosby the most is just salary, Ryan. I think it's 3.6 that he's due, and his cap number is 4.8 or something like that. I mean, it's a high number. But the bottom line is Mason Crosby has seen anything and everything there is to see. He survived his 2012 season when he made 63% of his kicks. He survived Detroit last year when he missed the four field goals and the extra point, and he came back down the stretch and he made 90% of his kicks in the last 2.5 months. The guy is a proven vet, an all-time locker room guy, a pro's pro. Ryan, they're going to have 8 games, I would assume, maybe more, that are decided by a touchdown or less. You do not want a field goal situation like Chicago's going to have potentially. You just don't want that position to be, you know, up in the air on a week-in, week-out basis. Green Bay ran off and, you know, ran away from Ryan Longwell guys back leading into the 06 season because of money. And they went with Dave Rayner, who made 74% of his kicks and just wasn't ready for the bright lights. And you guys remember that, you know, that cost them at various times in the 06 season. That's the last thing they need to do here with a rookie head coach is give him pause and give him question marks at the kicker position. I think it'll be Mason Crosby when it's all said and done, Ryan. I don't think it's a 100% slam dunk, but for now, anyways, he's absolutely won the competition, I think, against Sam Ficken.
Jumping over to the defensive side of the ball, Rob, Rashawn Gary continues to get high praise from the coaching staff in every interview I watch, but for the second straight preseason game, he didn't really do a whole lot on the stat sheet. What are you seeing from him at camp on the practice field? Do you think he could be a difference maker this season, or is he going to be a project, like a 2 to 3 year project?
I think he's a project, Ryan. I thought at the time they drafted him, everybody I talked to after the draft kind of felt the same way. For whatever reason, Ryan, when you look at Gary's history and his career at Michigan, even coming in there so highly touted as the number one prep kid in the country, it just didn't translate to the field. He's got all these measurables. He's got all these, you know, all these remarkable bench, you know, bench numbers and 40 times and strength and speed and athleticism, and that just blows scouts away. And on the other side of the ball, Chase Winovich is sacking quarterbacks. Man. And on Gary's side, he's, you know, he's getting locked up. He is impressive at times, Ryan, with his speed, his hands. He punches well. There's a lot of things he does well other than finish. I mean, say what you will for Kyler Fackrell, guys. For the first 2 years, we all had our doubts there. But when he was given a chance last year, guys, he finished. 10.5 sacks. I think he only had about 25 pressures total. But that told you, when he got near a quarterback, he finished. Gary still does not do that for whatever reason. And maybe the light goes on. Maybe he'll see more single teams, guys, once the season gets here. Maybe they'll scheme him well because guys like Za'Darius Smith are going to be doubled up and things like that, and he's the beneficiary when that's all done. But right now, Ryan, I would say project just because the finishing ability has not been there.
This game that's played in Winnipeg on Thursday, you think that's a good idea? I mean, I always like to keep our teams in the United States and let our people here in our country see our teams. And they're going to Winnipeg to play a preseason game. How do you feel about that?
You cracked me up, Chuck. I think at the end of the day, it's fine as long as they get over there, Chuck, and they are 100% content and fine with that field, and they don't feel it in any way, shape, or form they're putting any of their guys at risk.
I heard the game is going to be played on ice. Is that a bad rumor?
Say it again.
Somebody told me the game is going to be played on ice.
You're so full of it.
It's going to be 32 degrees up there.
This field will not be like that, Chuck. I mean, you guys remember the nonsense that they had that field in 2016, I think it was, in the, you know, when Favre had his Hall of Fame induction and they were supposed to play the Colts in the Hall of Fame game. And that field, I was walking around on it before the game, guys, and it was just a train wreck. You would have been putting your players at risk, and they actually, you know, the brighter minds prevailed, and they actually eliminated that game that night. Now, you're not going to see anything like that, Chuck. I think it's great to, you know, take your game and bring it somewhere else so other people can get a look at it firsthand. I think there's a lot of positives to that. I get your point about keeping a team like Green Bay, who has such a following throughout the country here, keeping them at home. But it's not a bad idea, I think, Chuck, to take them somewhere else as long as the playing surface and the playing conditions are fine.
Rob, thanks a lot, my friend. Keep up the good work.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That was Rob Reichel. You can find his work at Forbes.com. He's also the author of 8 books on the Green Bay Packers and a sports editor at News Publishing Company. And he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.